He winced at my words, but the haunted look didn't leave his eyes. "That's not the worst part, though," he continued to whisper. He acted as if I hadn't spoken. "Not seeing you there on the floor, crumpled and broken." His voice was choked. "Not thinking I was too late. Not even hearing you scream in pain. All those unbearable memories that I'll carry with me for the rest of eternity. No, the very worst was feeling, knowing that I couldn't stop. Believing that I was going to kill you myself." "But you didn't." "I could have. So easily. I knew I needed to stay calm. But he was trying to talk himself into leaving me, and the panic fluttered in my lungs trying to get out. Promise me," I whispered. "What?" "You know what." I was starting to get angry now. He was so stubbornly determined to dwell on the negative. He heard the change in my tone. His eyes tightened. "I don't seem to be strong enough to stay away from you. So I suppose that you'll get your way, whether it kills you or not," he added roughly.